Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council discussed potential fee changes for services at retreat. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. City of Gillette staff reported on the findings of an assessment of all city departments' fee schedules and how their fees could compare to the cost of the service. Public Works Director Solly Wild was asked by council to review the current fees charged by each department and compare the total revenue from those fees versus the amount they would receive if they increased the fees to recoup 100% of the cost of the service. Wild said in fiscal year 2022, the city received around $868,000 in charges for services. He said some of the revenue came from the school resource officers, which the cost is split with the Campbell County School District, municipal court fees, liquor license fees, and building permit fees, but what the city recovers is a fraction of the cost of services. In the assessment, staff chose areas they thought the city should be charging more for, such as permitting fees, animal fees, and licensing fees, which were looked at for the potential to recoup some of the cost of services. Wild said in comparison, if they had increased those fees as recommended, the city would have taken in $1.2 million in fiscal year 2020. Wild also said compared to other communities comparable to Gillette, the city's fees are a fraction of the cost. Utilities Director Mike Cole used the city pool as an example of what a change in fee would look like. Cole said the cost of operations for the pool is approximately $250,000 per season. Of the total amount, $85,000 goes to lifeguard staff, which is contracted through the Campbell County Parks and Recreation Department. In the example, to recover 100% of the cost of operation of the pool, the fee would need to be around $10 per person. If the city wanted to just recover the cost of the lifeguard staff for the season, the fee would need to be around $3.50 per person. After much discussion on the topic, the council decided it would be a good idea to go over the complete assessment before making any decisions about fees. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.